What's up? Hi. This is Ty, man. I'm actually, I'm visiting. This is the first time I really got to hang out in Cali, and I love it. The weed is amazing. You guys did to weed what white people did to hip hop. You gentrified it and you got rich off of it, and I love it. I'm really liking it. Weed is so like legit here. Like it's like officially legit. Like I bought it and the package even had a warning label on it. It says use with extreme caution. I was like, dude, I'm from a state where people still go to jail for weed. Trust me, I've been using with extreme caution. I came here to not use caution. It's cool, man. I'm really enjoying it. My buddy was telling me, though, he's like, yeah, a lot of people still don't buy from dispensaries. They'd rather go to a dealer because dispensaries tax so much. So there's actually been an increase in drug dealers' profits, you know, which proves, like, the only thing us Americans hate more than drug dealers is paying taxes. At least we know where the dollar's going, right? Mexico. Nah. But it's cool, man. Texas has not legalized weed. We've been asking them to, and they just gave us more guns. We legalized open carry. We were like, we just want to carry weed. They're like, how about carry a bazooka? I was like, I don't want to. It's like, no license needed. We don't need a license. We just carry guns out in the open. But I like California style better. You guys were like, let's make it easier for people to smoke weed. And Texas was like, nah. Let's make it easier for people to smoke other people. Actually, a while back, I had two friends go to prison for selling drugs. And don't worry, the story gets better. Not for them, they're in prison, but for me. I got material out of it. I like it. When drug dealers call you from prison, they always ask the same question. They're always like, who would have thought I'd go from driving the Benz to sleeping in a cell? Everybody. That's why we asked you to stop. They asked me not to talk about this stuff on stage, but the way I see it, for the next 5 to 7, I can say what I want. When they were dealing like small-time drugs like weed and stuff, we didn't really care. But when they started moving to heavier things, we sat down, one of our friends, and we had like a real serious talk. Like, hey man, don't go down this route, because nobody wants to see you get, you know, locked up or killed. And then he started taking us out to eat to really nice restaurants. And we were all just like, heroin's not that bad. No, but they went that route, which was crazy. One of my buddies, I think the only one left, I guess, he stayed on the straight and narrow. He has a job at Target. And he loves his job at Target so much that sometimes I wish he would have just gotten involved with drugs instead. He doesn't like when I leave things laying around the store. Like, he'll find a shirt and he'll bring it to me, like if his friend died in it or something. He's like, hey man, did you do this? I'm like, yeah. He's like, no man, I don't think you get it. You see, people like you who leave stuff laying around the store are the reason that people like me have to spend hours restocking all these items. And I said, hey man, I don't think you get it. I think people like me are the reason people like you have a job. You're welcome, you work for me now. But I'm very close with my friends, especially because I was an only child. I was an only child for a while until I found out that I have half siblings, which that got me excited. Finding out you have half siblings out there is like finding out that they made sequels to your favorite movie. You know, when you first hear about these sequels, you want to see these never before seen sequels. But then you meet the sequels and you're like, they should have just stopped after that last one. honestly, the first one is the best. Like, this is... But I was an only child for a long time, which I feel made me into a social weirdo. Like, I don't really like going out. My friends will force me to go out to, like, bars and parties. And on the way to a party, they always say the same thing. They always be like, "You excited? Come on, get excited." Never once has it worked on me. Like, never once have I been like, "All right, here I go." I don't like when they say that. "Come on, get excited." That's like handing somebody a drink and being like, "Come on, drink it." Like, dude, the more you force this, the less I want to party with you. But I'll go to parties, but I'm trying so hard to, like, be social. But I think people know I'm forcing it. I feel like I'm an undercover cop at parties. Because I just walk around talking to myself. Be like, "Play it cool, Ralph." They think you're one of them. And then somebody will walk up and be like, "Hey, you know where the restroom's at?" And I'll be like, I didn't want to be here. Walk to my car like, you blew it. I'm not very big on the whole social media thing either. People don't do strange things on there often, but sometimes they get a little too social, and I'm like, I'm out. Like, I pull the plug on Instagram. And it'll be normal stuff. It'll just get a little too weird to me. Like, this guy messaged me. He was like, "Hey, man, I saw you posted a picture eating pizza, and I wanted to ask you, where'd you get that pizza at?" And I didn't say anything right away, so he sent a follow-up message. He was like, "Hey, man, I hope you're not planning on ignoring me." I was like, "I wasn't, but now that you said the creepiest message ever, I'm deleting my Instagram." Sometimes people just get straight weird. Like, one guy sent me a message on Instagram, and I never opened it. So then he sent me the exact same message again on Facebook. That's like if you hit on a girl, she rejected you, and then you went home and changed your shirt and hit on her again. Now you're just weird in two different colors. I see a lot of girls post their Cash App on Instagram. Yeah, they won't even post naked. They'll just post their Cash App, like, "Hey, in case anybody wants to send money." Which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's just this one girl that I didn't like. She posted her Cash App, and then under it, it said, "Don't be one of those lame guys who only sends, like, $4. I didn't even know her, but that made me so mad, I sent her a message. I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna need my $4 back." One of my friends made $800 in one day through Instagram. Yeah, she doesn't post naked or anything. So I'm proud of her for making that money, but I don't know why I'm proud exactly. She says one guy sends her $400 anytime she has an hour to kill just to talk to him about his troubles. Which, like, good for her. That's like, most people have to spend 6-8 years in college to become licensed therapists. She skipped it. Her license is like a cute selfie and her cash tag under it. That's her therapy license. That's the equivalent of like going straight to the MBA right out of high school. Like, that's why, like, don't get me wrong, I definitely do believe men, women, equals. I just don't think we're equal all the time. If I had to bet money on a dunking contest, well, I'm sorry, I'm gonna put my money on men. Like, but if I had to bet money on, like, a post your Cash App and see who sends you the most money contest, I've already given the women my last $4. Hey, I'm Ralph Barbosa. Thank you guys so much.